Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Top 100 in order.
Riding along on a carousel, trying to catch up.
All right, welcome back. Number 96 on what has been an arduous chore of picking my top 100. I don't necessarily recommend it. I spend way too much time going over this list. But this one's On a Carousel by the Hollies. It won't be the last time you hear the Hollies on this list either.
Bad.
This song was written in 1967. One of the co-writers, Graham Nash.
There you go.
All right. 869-1240. That's the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline. Should the Royals have done more at the trade deadline?
Of course.
What do you feel about your team at the trade deadline? Only a few teams were active.
It wasn't an exciting trade deadline.
It was
deadline.
Nationally contending teams, except
for
the Nationals.
Everybody else has made their moves already.
Right, but it was fun to watch some of these things go down.
The Dodgers
now add Dozier to Manny Machado, to Bellinger,
Max Muncy. What an infield that is. Muncy at third, and then Machado, I guess.
Turner. I mean, they've just got a
Dozier
Kemp.
And Bellinger in the outfield.
I mean, they've got a lineup. So does Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Brewers have a great lineup now.
It is a great lineup.
One that you don't know how to pitch to them.
Yeah, well, we'll see how they do pitching and defense, because in the postseason, those things matter, and they'll lose in the first round. That's my prediction.
Well, I'm not a Brewers fan. You think you're hurting my feelings?
A little, I do.
I think the Cleveland Indians are in danger of losing.
What do they do poorly?
In the first round. Leonis Martin.
Good defense.
He's okay.
He's pretty good defensively. He's pretty good offensively against right-handed pitchers.
He's okay. You got to admit, you didn't text me today and said, "Welcome to the Cleveland Indians, Leonis Martin."
I didn't
like
say,
you do with every other acquisition.
I wasn't excited about it.
Well, that's what I judge it by.
Yeah, I'm just
I've seen you excited about things, especially when it comes to the Indians.
Yeah, this didn't quite strike.
That's my point.
Move the needle.
I don't know why you feel like you have to argue with me.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying he's better than what we've got.
By the way, yesterday we had a debate about Roberto Osuna going from Toronto to Houston. I don't want it to be misconstrued that I think this guy is an upstanding human being. He's probably a dirtbag. My point yesterday was, what about second chances? The Astros are taking a huge gamble, especially with their stated policy on zero tolerance.
And if you,
Jeff Luhnow could not have sounded more like an idiot.
And if you have seen the video of
the
their
general manager, if you
right, and if you have seen the video of their prospect or whatever minor leaguer a couple years ago, violently beating his girlfriend in the stairwell, oh, I can't even imagine how that guy would ever go near a possible just. Situation like
and you,
this. It's unbelievable.
What I find interesting, one of the most outspoken critics of this has been Justin Verlander, your stated and sworn enemy.
Right, but I told you yesterday, newfound respect.
I thought I heard you say that.
For that, but did he say anything about this in particular?
He said he still feels he stands by everything he said.
Well, good. Then me and Justin Verlander.
But
do
they're
see
in a
eye
tough
eye
spot. You put Justin Verlander and every Astro,
Lance McCullers,
in a very difficult spot.
Correct.
I mean, they want to win the World Series.
Right.
They want to repeat. They've got this guy who will join them.
Right, and they want to do it with the guys who did it for them last year and who they built that team. and now you add a most likely awful person and potentially woman beater.
But they can't just shun him. They want to win a world title.
I know you can't, but what are you going to do? Hey, glad to have you, Roberto. I mean, you can't do that either.
What do you do?
I don't know.
What if he's acquitted?
Unlikely, but we'll
see. He has a court appearance in Canada on Thursday. What I was hearing today is that they'll probably come to some kind of a plea deal that will result in these charges being dropped, but him having to do some court-mandated things.
I guess.
So we'll see. Ken, you're on the show.
Yeah, Bob and Jim. Hey, a question for you on this people being suspended, like Major League Baseball suspended him for 75 games before he ever went to court. Do you think, I think it'd be wise just to wait till the court rules and then do your suspensions. I mean, is there a due
process? I don't have a problem with Major League Baseball. Ken, I could not disagree with you more. Major League Baseball can't have these people. Ken, if you'll let me talk. Major League Baseball can't have these people on the field. They do their own investigation. They don't sit in New York at a chair in an office and deem this to be something that they can do without looking into it themselves. They have their own people connected to this and doing their own investigation. Got to suspend them.
I understand. My point is, if he did it, he deserves to be suspended. But I just think,
you got to suspend them.
There's a due process.
Not in baseball.
Not in baseball.
Well, we disagree.
Would you be suspended, Ken, if you were charged? If you were charged with battery, would you be suspended from your work?
I'm never going to do it, so I'll never.
But no, that's not, Ken. You know that's not the question. Would you be suspended from your work?
I probably would.
Okay. No difference.
I work in HR, so I'm pretty much, I know the answer to that.
Then no difference, Ken.
Okay, I still think there should be due process, so that's just my point.
What about you? Should you have due process at your job?
What if you called one of your coworkers a racial slur? You would not be arrested, but you would be fired.
Well, that's not a, okay, well,
you're talking due process.
I'm not happy now. You're winning the argument. Okay, let me.
We love you, Ken, but you're. Listen, the charge is serious enough to justify the punishment.
Okay, on the racial thing, on the if I call somebody a name, there is a process for that in most work environments through HR, whatever the. So.
Right, and there was a process here. They went through an investigation. They concluded that the evidence suggested that he committed an act. I don't know if crime, you can't say that because he hasn't been convicted, but something rose to the level where he deserved to be suspended after a process.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one thing I will say, I'm sure the Major League Baseball has their union has a system, a process for this. He wouldn't have accepted it if it wouldn't have if the union wouldn't have agreed that he should accept it. So, I mean, I'm sure that it did go through a process. I should back off a little bit because they are represented by a union, and they're not going to let them do nothing without the union having to say so in that.
There you go.
Appreciate the call, Ken.
Okay. I'm glad we got Ken himself through that.
We got to the end of that fine. Ken's an HR guy.
We appreciate HR.
If I was charged with assaulting my wife, I would not have the job at KFH Radio.
Most likely not, no.
And that's fine. That's how it ought to work. Then if the investigation, if it went to trial and I was found guilty, I would go to jail most likely.
Right.
I would not go to jail because of the accusation and the charge.
Correct.
But I would lose my job.
Exactly. Most likely.
No, even with a charge, you would most likely lose your job.
Yeah, it's not. I wouldn't say
or
that
at least
in
be
stone.
Placed on
some
paid
kind of
or
administrative
unpaid
leave.
Right,
as they do with police officers who are involved in shootings and whatnot, which
all
is a completely different thing, but still.
Hey, we have Denise Neal coming up today. We're going to talk food and restaurants and whatever's in her brain.
Well, we got to talk Gordon Ramsay.
Well, sure, we're going to talk Gordon Ramsay because I want to take my little puppy dog out there. If I ever come to the conclusion that she'd be okay doing that. So we'll talk to Denise Neal about food and restaurants. That's coming up next, a Tuesday edition, The Drive on your sports station, KFH.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.